I did detect, however, in some of your comments, some good old-fashioned anti-Catholicism, especially in regards to when you were talking about Ireland. I would offer to you the suggestion that some of the warfare that has tortured that land was fostered by the presence of armies from your nation as much as the religious traditions.
Absolutely.
My second point is what I also saw lacking in your perspective, I think it has once again some validity, was no sense of her evolution through the years in terms of her thinking. For example, she did become friends with Dorothy Day through the years, and eventually was actually quite critical of President Bush's decision to go ahead with the Gulf War, seeing it as an attack on the core of Baghdad and Iraq. So I just wanted to offer that up for your consideration.
Offering it up as a giveaway. But thank you all the same. I didn't know about Dorothy Day, and I'm really astounded to hear it. Though I can imagine Dorothy Day wanting to make the initiative. I would be very interested to know more about it. It was out of character for both of them. I thought I knew personally every opponent of the Gulf War. It certainly felt at the time. But that, again, I'm willing to be correct. Now, on the first point. On the Irish question, there's no reason you should know this about me, and it's part of my reply to the rather vulgar and, I think, well, insulting and ill-natured accusation that my work is animated by anti-Catholic prejudice. I have, for example, long opposed in print in the country of my birth, which is England, as you correctly guessed, relying upon what stereotypes I can't imagine. In Britain, there are still laws which are officially anti-Catholic. Most of them are to do with the establishment of the Protestant Church as a state church and the establishment of the royal family as the head of that church. In other words, the head of the state is also the head of a sect, the Protestant sect, and no member of the royal family is allowed by law to marry a Roman Catholic. So I've been opposed very much to the residue of religious bigotry that is really imbricated in the warp and woof of our state. It's one of the reasons why I'm a Republican, and always have been a Republican. In Ireland, I'm a Republican, too, in the sense that I think the crime of partition should be undone, and that the use of force to uphold it is unconscionable. And I've spent a lot of time in Belfast, and indeed, next week, I'm opening the Belfast Literature Festival, where I've been asked to speak, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to say, about faith and reconciliation, I being no expert on either. But I have to add this. There is a reason why approximately 1.5 million Irish people of Protestant faith refuse the idea of ending the union with England and refuse the idea of reunification. And it is that they do not want to live in a Roman Catholic sectarian state. Now that, it seems to me, is absolutely their right, their birthright, and their right anyway as citizens. So we don't want to live in a state where the Roman Catholic Church makes the law for all citizens. Now, there are many Catholics in Ireland who've come to the same conclusion. They don't want to live in a state where the Church makes the laws on sex and on education and on censorship and on everything else. They want to live as Catholics do in other countries. And they realize that until they have, to that extent, separated Church and State in Ireland, they can't hope for peace with their Protestant brothers and sisters. And I'm stressing this not because it matters to me, though it does a lot, because it's the condition under which the Republic of a united Ireland will be reborn, but because on both fronts, in the first place, by saying that the Church should make law for all people, including all Catholics, and second, by preaching that in Belfast, which she did twice, Mother Teresa has twice added to the miseries and woes of the Irish people, a people whose culture and history and language and tradition she knows nothing or knew nothing. So I don't think it's easily forgivable that she should have made such an obviously sectarian intervention in the process.